For months now, Senate leaders have made it very clear that they want to give teachers pay raises, but they've been pretty coy about the details until this week.
Our plan will replace the archaic 37-step system that we currently have with an entirely new base pay scale and provide more than $5,800 average raises.
Senate Leader Phil Berger says he wants to give teachers an average 11% pay raise if they give up their tenure or career status. If that passes, it would be the largest teacher pay raise in state history and much larger than the governor's proposal of about 2%. To pay for it, Senate Republicans want to spend about $390 million less for other parts of K-12 education. That would cut the money for teacher assistants by nearly half. Republican Senator Jerry Tillman says the state would keep teacher assistants for kindergarten and first grades, but get rid of about 7,400 assistants in second and third grades.
Research shows that in K-1, they're an integral part. It's a lot more cloudy on what good that they do as far as leading to instructional gains other than K-1.
Teacher assistants aren't the only positions that would be eliminated in the budget proposal. The Department of Public Instruction would face big cuts, and the Department of Justice would be slashed by more than half. Senate leaders want to move the State Bureau of Investigations over to the Department of Public Safety.
We're looking at SBIs now, where it should be under public safety instead of being, you know, held under a political office.
That's Republican Senator Andrew Brock. He says SBI and the state crime lab should move from the Attorney General's office to the rest of the state's law enforcement divisions. The Senate plan would also move the state's Medicaid program. Lawmakers want to move it out of the Department of Health and Human Services and place it under the oversight of a new agency. Senator Brock says they also want to make changes to eligibility requirements, which would cut down on the number of people Medicaid serves.
It was originally for certain areas, certain classes, certain people, and then we saw the expansion, the abuse of it, we saw the cost of it really spiral out of control.
But many Democratic senators say instead the spending plan hurts the most vulnerable. Democratic Senator Josh Stein represents Wake County.
They have chosen to give tax breaks to millionaires and large outstate corporations to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars this year in order to cut education, public education, and frankly eliminate critical health services to needy, blind, and disabled.
It's a real simple concept of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
That's another Democratic Senator, Joel Ford from Mecklenburg County. He's especially critical of the Senate's proposed plan to get rid of teacher assistants in order to give raises to teachers who forego tenure.
I currently have a daughter who's in third grade, and I deal with our public school on a regular basis, and to see that those positions are going to be cut, those teachers are going to be struggling, especially when you're looking at the fact that a lot of our public schools have had to increase class sizes. They need the additional support in the classroom.
Ford also disagrees with proposed changes to the Medicaid program and funding for transportation. The Senate is expected to vote on the budget proposal by this weekend. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.